Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Are Steel Magnolias, two sisters who love family, traditions, and all things Southern.
We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up a chair.
Hey, Lainey.
Hi, Laura Beth. Well, spring is upon us, and it's really interesting because I feel like there's the beauty of waking up to a symphony of birds. That's been my alarm each morning. It's just a symphony of birds. That's
awesome. On the flip side, I can't seem to keep up with the outdoor cushion situation.
Oh, your seating.
With rain. It's like outdoor cushions out, outdoor cushions in.
Yeah.
Out, in. Because I want them out to be able to just go sit down, enjoy the space, and then here comes an afternoon rain of hurry and put them away.
Maybe when you're just here on the like day-to-day stuff, you need to just have your couple that
only
you always have out that
like,
you're going to sit in.
That's...
Or that you might put one
extra. Aren't you practical?
Extra?
And I'm always so literal that they all have to be
you
out.
You don't need your
or
16.
Or they all have to be.
You don't need your 16 cushions out right now. I mean, we did because we just had people... family with us for our low country boil, which we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
But on a regular day, you could just do one seat for you. Well, I've actually been doing a fair amount of cooking. Have you?
We've had more cooking time.
Yeah. So I just wondered, like, what you've been up to cooking? I know you're going to tell us about
question.
A big meal today that we had together, but what else have you been making?
Well, so, side note, I have Freya here in my home. Freya is a Chinese international student who lived with me for part of her high school career.
Yep.
And then now is at Indiana University. So with the current virus situation, she had to move out of her dorm fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Once they made the announcement.
Yeah.
And can't fly home to China.
Right.
So she needed a place to go.
That was so sad. Like all students had to just clear the dorm.
Clear the dorm. And it was literally during their spring break. So some people were traveling.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Things like that. So she was still there. And so, yeah, pack up suddenly, find a place to put all your stuff if you're an international student.
Wow.
And then find a place to go.
Wow.
Because you can't fly home. So,
wow.
She's here, thrilled to have an American home for her to come to.
Yes, me too. She does have a home here.
But it actually thrilled me when I asked her, is there anything in particular you want me to cook? And she was like, will you make those little sandwiches on the Hawaiian rolls?
Oh.
So what she was actually talking about was the Kentucky Hot Brown Slider.
Oh, yeah.
Which I love that
that
reminds her of this house because it's so Southern.
So you usually make those for your Kentucky Derby party day.
Yes. Yeah. So, I've made those.
So, tell everybody what that is, just in case they don't know.
Yeah, so basically, it's on those little Hawaiian rolls.
King's Hawaiian rolls,
and it's turkey, bacon. It called for Gruyere cheese.
Yeah.
I didn't have that. I had Swiss, so I used Swiss.
Yeah.
Instead of the traditional tomato that goes on a Kentucky hot brown, this calls for pimentos.
Awesome.
And then the... like secret sauce that's so good that goes on this sandwich is you put butter, onion, brown sugar, and Worcestershire in the skillet and pour it over the sandwiches.
And then you bake it.
Then you have to refrigerate it for a few hours to kind of get that all like soaked in.
Okay.
Then you bake it. So it's got that nice sweet taste.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she wanted that. So I made those. And then I also have made a recipe of crock pot collard greens.
Oh, I didn't know you could do them in the crock pot.
With a ham hock. So you're cooking it in chicken yes. broth and a ham hock. Yes. And then at the very end, you kind of shred the meat yeah. off that ham hock bone. That yeah, sounds good. It was very flavorful.
Yeah.
I would say pretty easy to do. It was 2 whole bags of collards because it cooks down so much.
It does. So you probably, would you get like 4 or 5 servings out of 2 big bags?
Maybe 6.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, at least 6. I would say at least maybe 6 or 8
oh, okay.
servings.
Well, that's
yeah,
decent.
I fed 4 people in the initial meal and then had 2 or 3
yeah.
for leftovers. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I never go back on recipes and look to see, did I net out with the servings that this recipe said I was supposed to get out of this recipe? Do you ever do that?
Oh, I should. That's the kind of thing that's smart to go back and do right away.
Yeah.
So you don't make it again and wonder again
yeah.
how many it's actually going to be. So that's a good point. Sometimes I will quickly make a note if I want to remember, like, didn't need that much mayonnaise or...
Yeah.
I would double this. And if it's garlic, I almost always double it.
Guilty. Me too. I mean,
I love garlic.
It's just so good. And so good for you.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
What about you? What you been making?
I had some shrimp and sausage in the house. Not a lot.
Okay.
And so I don't know if I was sort of thinking about what we were going to be eating here today.
For the boil.
Or what. But I was like, I kind of want to make some sort of jambalaya something.
Ooh.
But I don't have rice that would go well with an actual jambalaya. I had orzo pasta.
Oh, okay.
Which I also love.
I love
so
that
I
too.
Just did this kind of made up recipe with some Creole seasoning. Chicken
Look
or not chicken
you.
Sausage and shrimp and
tapping into your mom's
that was a mom look what's in the pantry figure something out
uh-huh.
move for sure. And then my husband smoked his first pork butt on our big green egg.
Yum.
He was totally victorious, so proud of him. It turned out so good. We even had from Christmas time, I bought those shredders that are like...
Oh, the meat shredder. I want to get those.
To pull the meat off of,
yeah,
after you're done smoking it. So that was helpful. It had been so long and we hadn't used them. I didn't even remember if I'd actually bought them or not, but I did. So.
Yeah, Larveth mentioned those when we did our Christmas episode of some gift ideas. We actually
yeah.
had some pretty good gift ideas
we
on
did.
There. If you didn't listen to that one, you may want to go back. Cause
if you're quarantine shopping right now, I've got a good
I'll
list.
Be careful.
Yeah.
But
well, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, so just, you know, kind of messing around with what I've got in the kitchen, and that's been fun.
That sounds good.
But I did want to mention one thing before we jump into our topic today. We have t-shirts!
Yes!
And they are so cute, y'all. There's 2 colors of the Steel Magnolias podcast t-shirts.
Kind of traditional gray, Heather gray,
yeah.
if you kind of want something more simple or
understated.
Something to put something brighter over or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
And then there's this, I would call that color turquoise.
Yeah.
So pretty.
It's called Bondi Blue, but I would say teal turquoise blue.
Yeah. So pretty.
It's so cute. They're short sleeve t-shirts. They're $22 and they're only available, y'all, through April 6th. So
that's soon.
You got less than a week. That's next Monday. And,
but this they are adorable.
Yeah. This is just something we wanted to do for listeners.
We had a few people that
have asked. Yeah.
And we want you out just kind of showing that you're in the Magnolia tribe.
That's or, right.
As Larbeth has informed me, the word on the street now is in the OG.
The OG. You're an OG. But yeah, we want this to be something that, you know, if it brings you joy to go buy a shirt, do
Please
it.
Please grab one.
If you're on a spending freeze,
we get
stick
it.
To your spending freeze. Like, make a good choice. Don't feel like you have to just because there's a time limit on it.
We totally get it, but we would love for you to support that and be a representative if you can.
That's right. Go rep the Magnolias podcast and let people know how much they should be listening. So,
I have one funny thing to tell you in light of our current situation. Tonight, I have conflicting Zoom calls.
Do you really?
Isn't
oh my gosh.
I just think it's funny that so many people are jumping on
yeah.
it that I was like, 2 6:30 Zoom calls. I'm
oh.
gonna have to pick.
Oh wow! Or are you gonna? And you can't pop in and pop out.
No,
because
not
know.
In either of these. Yeah.
Wow.
There might be things that you could do. That.
So you are gonna choose one over the other.
Yeah, and I'm not sure which yet because I think they both are important.
Yeah.
Anyway. Isn't that funny? I just thought that would make you laugh. Like, oh, here I am trying to figure out all this technology, and now I have conflicting
Zoom calls. I love it. Well, my husband wants to host a luau on Zoom on Friday night, and he was like, I need to get my Zoom invites out to my friends.
And he was like, that is so adorable.
He said, actually, I guess it really doesn't matter. Nobody's got plans. You know, I was like, you could send it Friday morning, but in what you're saying,
somebody might have a Zoom happy hour already, and they're going to have to make choices.
Oh my goodness, that's hilarious. Before I forget, back to the t-shirts real
quick.
I'm sorry. No, I meant to mention, the link is in the show notes if you want to get a shirt, or it's on our Instagram page. You can find it there as well. So
Instagram is where we do a lot of our stuff.
That's where most of our people are. That's why. Yeah.
And a lot of our giveaways. So
yeah.
If you at all are an Instagram person, jump on there, because that's where
you're going to... follow us there. You'll see us... show more stories, do more videos, just more of our life on via the Steel Magnolias podcast is there.
And
sure.
Hopefully you saw us cooking the low country boil.
Yeah, today's topic. This was actually a listener requested topic.
Thank you, listener, because this was so much fun.
Yeah, so Farah, she requested this a couple of months ago. She was binge watching. That's just rolling off my tongue these days. Binge listening. And so she was still really more in our summer months last time I talked to her when we were messaging. But yeah, she was like, have you guys ever done a low country boil or anything on a shrimp boil? And I was like, no, but putting
thank
it
you.
Down. So thank you, Farah, for recommending this. It was a real treat today. Lainey did all of the cooking, so I'm not taking any credit for what goodness we just tasted.
Well, since it's so fresh, this will be fun to talk about.
Yes.
Because I have little things to tweak or things I would say about cooking it. So it's very fresh on my mind.
Yes. So I do want to start with a little bit of history.
Yeah. Though. Let's do it.
So origins of this low country boil, they go back to the Gullah people, which we've mentioned on here before.
The Gullah Geechee. Yes.
So...
so much good food in the South goes back to the Gullah Geechee.
Absolutely.
Roots.
So they lived and still live along the coasts of Georgia and South Carolina. And, you know, they came over from Africa as slaves, and in that slave trade brought with them cooking influences.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. A lot of Spanish and French cooking influences as well.
And
so
they're mostly from West Africa. So
yeah.
They even, I think, brought some of the ingredients of West
Spices,
Africa.
Spices. Yeah. Yeah. Easy to travel with.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's so interesting.
So, you know, they were oftentimes cooking meals for large groups.
Yeah.
Large families, multiple families. And this meal could be made with very readily available foods and for large quantities of
particularly
people.
In that area.
Yeah.
Because it's on the coast.
So that's the way, way, way back history. And then a even more current history would be that this one pot meal was made for the masses, and it was originally called Frogmore Stew.
Okay. So yes, I've heard of this. And often when you hear that name, you would think, I don't know, when I think stew, I think of more like beef. But anyway,
yeah.
It's not technically a stew.
No.
And it doesn't have any frogs in it.
No. Gross.
It's from a name.
Yes, the name of a town. A very small, small town, which is in St. Helena Island, South Carolina. So Frogmore, I mean, it's an unincorporated place, city, town, whatever you would call it. Community, unincorporated community.
Okay.
It would be just north of Hilton Head.
It is
just north of Hilton Head, kind of between
that Beaufort
area. Richard Gay was a National Guardsman, and he was at the time requested to cook a meal for 100 soldiers.
Wow.
And so he made this decision to pull out an old family recipe from his time at Frogmore. And the dish was, so it's called Frogmore Stew from his
That's
town. And the soldiers were totally picking on his hometown name because it's such a funny name. But yeah, so.
That's cute.
Really the low country region, that could be all of the coast of the Carolinas to the Georgia border. just, you know.
Or down even as far, do they, I think they would even call Savannah.
Yeah, like, yeah. Savannah would probably be the southernmost tip of that. But all of that region is oftentimes called Low Country. So, yeah, I've actually, today was my first Low Country boil. I have been to a crawfish boil.
Which is more Louisiana, usually?
Yeah, yeah. I attended one here. It was actually for a high school graduation party, which I thought, that's a great idea. Because you're feeding a bunch of people, and it's a celebration, so summery, you might be wanting casual. To put a little more money into the spread. But yeah.
Are you a fan of the crawfish?
No.
Okay.
No, I just...
I think they're pretty.
A lot of work.
Like, they're brighter red, and they look really pretty.
Yeah.
Thrown out on a table of newspaper.
Yes.
Like, you see a boil done. But... yeah, that's a lot of work for a little bit of meat.
I agree. You know me. I want easy. I want, doable. And that was just a lot. So not super pan there.
Occasionally you'll hear this called a tidewater boil, too.
Oh.
Have you ever heard that?
No.
But I think I've mostly heard low country boil or crawfish boil, like you said.
Yeah.
And people do sometimes put this recipe I did only called for shrimp and sausage.
Right.
But you'll see people put crab.
Yes.
Or crawfish or, you know, other.
Yeah.
Other crustaceans.
Yeah. So you were in it today. You did this. So tell us about what your experience was and kind of how you approached it.
Okay, so as far as picking a recipe, there are many out there, and you can read different ones and see what suits your fancy. I found this recipe I used from a site called Noble Pig.
Love it.
How cute is that
name?
That's
a cute name.
And I actually picked it because it did not include crab. It only was shrimp and sausage, which is what I wanted to do in this case. And it ended the whole thing with a butter garlic that you pour over.
Come on now. That was a good choice, sis. Good choice.
So, the recipe I will be referring is that one from Noble Pig.
Okay.
Low Country Shrimp Boil is the official name. Now, funny enough, you were mentioning serving size. This says that it serves 8. I would say it served 6.
Yeah.
And that's even with me adding more corn.
Okay.
Than it called for.
Okay.
Wouldn't you say that was more like for 6?
Yeah.
So if you were cooking for a really large group, you're going to have to take that into consideration.
Yes.
Of, you know, more.
Yeah.
Of the ingredients and cost.
Yeah.
But, you know, I even got thinking, if you were doing this for a really big group, let's say you were having some kind of gathering at your home, people will often say, you want me to bring anything? Be really simple for the host to make the actual boil of the, I'll start talking about like the spices and the boil bag that you buy and all of that. Maybe do the potatoes because those are pretty inexpensive, the onion, the corn.
Yeah.
And then have people bring either jumbo shrimp or smoked sausage.
Right.
You know, because that's super easy to just grab and bring.
Yeah.
And then you can just throw that stuff in the pot.
That is such a good idea.
So,
because a lot of times I've been to, you know, be it book club, Bible study, something where they're like, we're doing a taco bar or we're doing chili night.
Yeah.
And they flip it. They provide the meat.
And then you bring the fixings. All the toppings and
that's a great idea. Because especially like you said, it doesn't have to, the meat doesn't have to cook. Well, none of it has to cook a long time.
That long. In fact, you add the shrimp in for the last like 3 minutes. That's it. So this is really not a ton of cook time.
Yeah.
But you could have it all ready and then at the end throw that in. Anyhow, so a few things I would say. It called for, you know, large, extra large actually, shrimp.
Yes.
Or prawns, unpeeled.
Okay.
And I like to get them already deveined.
Absolutely.
So deveined but still unpeeled. Because the flavor, it's important to have them whole. Like
you want the peel on. Yeah, it holds the flavor and it holds the shrimp in place.
Yeah.
And then even when you get to the time to eat and serve it, it kind of slows down people from just scarfing things down.
That's true.
Because they're opening the shrimp.
It's something to do because you're peeling your shrimp.
Yeah.
So that's fun. I didn't have trouble, believe it or not, finding any of the ingredients.
That's amazing.
Even in this
and very encouraging
time of groceries being kind of more bare. Couple of things that you need to do this is you buy a bag of shrimp and crab boil. And okay. So it comes in a box.
Okay.
And I bought the Zatarain's brand.
That's probably the most popular, I would think, because I've even heard of Zatarain's. So.
Yeah, and it comes like in a box, but it's just a bag of seasoning in there.
Yes.
And so you have that in the pot.
You keep it in the bag.
Keep it in the bag.
Yeah, just drop it in your boil.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's just tons of flavors of, you know, kind of that Creole kind of flavor.
It's like a tea bag steeping.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then Old Bay seasoning as well.
So good. I love
Both
Old Bay.
Of those products are found in your seafood section.
Okay.
It's separate from the spices typically. These are like in the seafood department, but in a little shelf of seasonings.
Yeah.
I don't know if people have ever noticed those before. So anyway, that is two items you'll need to have, but everything else is pretty straightforward. Lemons, onion, the potatoes. It called for red potatoes.
Okay, like a new potato, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it said small red potatoes. Now, when I was at the store, there was two different choices. Tiny, little petite ones.
Like quarter size. Yeah, yeah.
And then just the regular new potatoes, some of which were kind of larger.
Yeah, I thought yours were large, yeah.
That's just how that was the two choices.
Yeah.
I would say if I were making this again, I didn't want to buy the smallest one simply because of the price. Like, it was really small bag was $4.99.
That's too much, yeah.
And I was going to need probably two bags.
Yeah.
And that's too much for the potato portion.
Yeah.
So I got the regular, what I would call regular new potatoes, but they were kind of on the large side. So I think if I were doing this again, I would quarter them.
Okay. Yeah.
Now the problem with doing that is they start to kind of fall apart.
The skin's starting to come off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just falling apart a little bit more. But maybe just cook them with less time.
Okay.
So that doesn't get too moist where it's totally falling apart.
Yeah.
Because I felt like, it kind of needed to be smaller. They tasted kind of bland. That portion of the boil tasted a little bit bland.
Yeah.
So if they were smaller, I think it would take on more of the flavor and just be more manageable.
Yeah. What would you think about, as a next time, doing some like little ramekins of butter garlic?
Of the garlic butter. I think that's probably even smarter than
you
the
could
pour
that over your... Yeah, you could put that... You could dip your shrimp or your potato or whatever in it.
Because in the pour over, some of it gets kind of lost.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you just each person had a little ramekin, you could use it more wisely,
if
you will.
Or if you had a long rectangular table, if you were serving
this to...
And you just had them running down the table.
Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where people could dip whatever they want in there.
Yeah.
And then speaking of condiments, this recommended cocktail sauce...
Yes.
And or spicy mayonnaise.
Oh, okay.
So we just did the cocktail sauce.
Love it. Cocktail
sauce.
You know,
and on a hot day, it feels kind of weird to do mayonnaise sitting outside. I don't know. To me, it didn't.
Because typically this would be served Memorial Day and on. So, I mean, you're getting into some hot months that I would be worried about having mayonnaise
out. Yeah. So anyway, but if mayonnaise, if you love a mayonnaise base.
Yeah.
You could do some kind of spicy mayonnaise. That'd be good.
And you could find a way to keep it cold.
Guest. Yeah. Put it on a little ice in a bowl or something. This also calls for kielbasa or smoked sausage.
Yes.
Kind of
so
chunked
good.
Up. And
so you just bought a huge long link of it, right?
I just
bought
one of those big long links. If you're doing a group, again, you might need
more than one.
So.
Yeah.
Anyhow, but
it was
I would
so
say
good.
It was simple.
Woo! Music to my ears.
Simple. You know, typically you would cook this in one big stock pot.
Okay.
I actually don't have a stock pot, so I use two just like kind of Dutch oven size.
Yeah.
Pots.
I don't have a big stock pot either then, I guess. I have two of the size you used today.
Okay.
So.
And that worked fine.
Yeah.
It
wasn't hard to divide them.
Well, I put the potatoes in one because they needed to cook longer and everything else in one pot because I only had one of those boil bags.
Yeah.
So.
Well, then maybe it's better to do two pots. I don't know.
But that's how I did it. I thought it turned out great.
It did, sis. So good.
Really.
We served it with some garlic bread.
Yes.
We said that we didn't feel like we needed sides, although my husband really appreciated the garlic bread.
Yes.
I was thinking, what if you added in hush puppies next time?
Oh my gosh, that is brilliant.
Wouldn't that be good?
That would be brilliant, yes.
Those are easy to throw out too, and you could run them down the table, or you could put them in baskets on two different ends of a table. Yeah.
I love that idea.
That would be...
I want to do that next time.
I think the only thing I would... But again, I mean, it's a hearty meal. You don't need something, but if you feel like, oh, I've got so many people, or I've got people that aren't going to like part of this, give them a little something else.
The idea is brilliant. Yeah.
So, you could do like mini cornbread muffins. Like if you had a mini.
True.
You could do little cornbread.
Any kind of cornbread muffin. Yeah.
I'm just kind of trying to think of.
But the hush puppy
a lot of finger.
Idea sounds so good.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. We had, what was our beverage? We had sweet tea.
Yeah.
Today. Lemonade would have been good. Or an Arnold Palmer. Mix them together.
Mix them up, have both choices, and some people mix it together. Yeah, I liked the tea with it, but yeah, there's lots of...
Or a light beer would have tasted good. A ginger beer would have been good. I actually found a couple of recipes of cocktails or punch that I'm going to put in our show notes. We didn't make them. But this one, this Low Country Punch, it's got, I almost had everything to make this, but I didn't have any orange.
Low Country Punch with the Low Country Boil.
I know. I didn't have any orange liqueur or seltzer water.
Okay.
But it's just whiskey, green tea, brew green tea, rum, sugar, lemon juice, orange liqueur, and you top it off with a seltzer water. So that's a punch. So you can make a big batch of that.
That's nice.
And then there's a Low Country cocktail, which is made with gin, which also is nice in hot summer months. Mm-hmm. And it's made with I don't know how to pronounce this properly, Fernet Branca, I think is how you say it. It's like multiple herb spices that have been distilled in this thing. They've got myrrh, rhubarb, chamomile, aloe, saffron. I mean, it's all kinds of things.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot of flavors.
I know. With a base of grape distilled spirit. So that alone is going to bring some good flavor. But lime juice, you make this sage peppercorn syrup. Like a simple syrup.
This almost sounds so complex.
I know. That's why I didn't make it. But I almost made the punch. ginger beer. Yeah. And both of those looked so cute in the pictures that I saw because they served them in like a mason jar kind of glass, which are so cute. And
so adorable.
You probably want plastic if you've got a large group outside, but...
Anyway. Turvis tumblers.
Turvis tumblers to the
rescue.
Pull
out your Turvis tumblers.
Yeah. So...
Well, I would totally do this again.
Well, I'm inspired by you to do this. Like, I'm very aware of, you know, feeding a large crowd is difficult.
Now, a lot of times you'll see this literally thrown out on a newspaper, just a casual, middle of the table kind of thing.
Yeah.
I also love that style brings people, I know we can't gather at the moment, but it gets people gathered around just like a... charcuterie board. We were talking about how you kind of pick what you like and interact and talk about it as you're eating.
Well, that's funny you bring that up because that element alone brings table discussion.
It does.
Depending on what newspaper you've got headlines right in front of you.
You're right.
So those are your table topics.
That's
if you want it to be your table topics. I mean, a lot of people don't want to talk about what's in the news, but... You could pull the community section and be like, this is so precious. Look at what this school just did or something. Wedding announcements. I mean, there are
this
fun parts.
This is hilarious. I've never thought about that. But you could actually make, like you're saying, make that be the table topic.
Yeah.
If it was a graduation party, you could have graduation section and who's going to what college or whatever out on the table.
Yeah.
Or...
That is precious.
I guess you wouldn't want to do the obituary section.
No,
if you're having...
turn that over.
Yeah.
Flip the side of that, even if it's a used car sales ad. Just get it, make it happy and joyous. But the beauty of it as well, all these peelings and cobs from the corn that have been eaten on, easy cleanup. Like just
literally gather it.
I'm like using my
can.
Hands right now to like just kind of push everything together because that's all we had to do today when
There's
we
your cleanup.
Cleaned
and
up.
I sent
was
your husband out with the trash bag.
Mm-hmm.
Take this on your way out.
Now, we were kind of funny today. We kind of used newspapers almost as placemats.
Yeah.
Which you could do that,
because
too.
Because of the way my table is. I have this very unique table. I bought it at an estate sale. It's an outdoor table.
Circular.
That's round. And the middle has a round piece that's removable to put a big bowl
in there.
And it's supposed to be for ice drinks, where you can just have your ice drinks down in there. But it was perfect, wasn't
it? Perfect. I've actually never seen a table like that before, other than yours.
And I thought it was weird when I first got it, but I've used it a couple of times for just things like that, and it's fun.
It was perfect for today. We kind of left the newspaper folded and used it as a placemat, and then had our plate on top of that.
And I just used those outdoor kind of plasticky plates, which were great.
Yeah. So we were still able to put our shells
in the paper.
Discards on the side of our plate. Yeah, for easy pickup.
So there's another idea for you if you're only feeding four or five or six.
Do a placemat. So.
But I would totally do that again and add hush puppies on the side.
That's right. Yeah. Well, this was fun. Thank you, sis.
Fun.
Thank you for feeding our family today and making it fun and festive. And, it feels good to have some sunshine.
And
so.
Fresh air.
Yes.
Fresh air has been the key to sanity.
Yeah, eating outside just changes so many dynamics. So.
Especially right now, we're not high on the flies and mosquitoes.
True. So high on pollen, which is why I sound a little nasally, because the pollen is in full form.
Yes.
But, still a good time to eat outside in the South, so.
Well, y'all go get your t-shirt.
That's
and
right.
Represent the tribe.
That's right. We loved spending time with y'all on this just beautiful day, and we will see you here next time.
Bye, y'all.